69, 215, 110. I'm going down Highway 110 in my big old pickup truck. I'm going down Highway 110 in my big old pickup truck. I'm going down Highway 110 listening to a podcast in my big old pickup truck.
Hey, it's Stiefer, and welcome to another episode of the 110 Podcast, a podcast where I talk about one song in 10 minutes. This week, I'm featuring Cold Morning by Audio Jane. I found Audio Jane through Gingerbug, episode 109. I saw Audio Jane on a flyer that he posted, and I just had to check out that band name. From here on out, I just have to like block or mute Gingerbug and Audio Jane, because I also found another band that I just was in. It was Love at First Listen, and I was like, okay, I just have to stop. Sometimes I use it as a cheat sheet, but I don't like that they're all from Connecticut and I will never see them, so that makes me sad. So yeah, you guys are all blocked after this. Anyways, Audio Jane was just nostalgic, but it didn't remind me of anyone in particular. I don't know. It was just really interesting because you guys know I usually relate everything to something else. And I couldn't pinpoint anything, but it just reminded me of something. It's that weird, eerie feeling. But I loved it. And that's what I'm going to play a clip of Cold Morning by Audio Jane. I hope you dug that song. It was one of the more rockin' tunes from her catalog. Overall, I feel like her stuff was pretty mellow. But before I tell you about Audio Jane's catalog, I am going to read you a little about the song. So I didn't get a clip. Oh, this is the first, but I did. I've never done this before. I don't know why. Probably because I've never had access to the soundboard before. Anyways, but I did get an email, which I'm going to read. I don't think those two have ever been in the same episode. So anyways, this is what Audio Jane has to say about Cold Morning. Cold Morning is an older song, and I wrote it when I was dating my now ex-husband. I was living in my old apartment, and it was winter. I was spending all my time watching old movies and writing songs and cuddling with my dog, LOL. It was pretty great. One of my coworkers had been writing poetry and had a bunch of poems he was going to throw away. So I asked if I could look at them first and see if it inspired any lyrical ideas. The Bridge, It's a Cold Morning and the Air is Still, was from one of his poems and sort of inspired the rest. I was in a really hopeful place and was thinking about possibility while also really enjoying where I was in life. It's one of the happier Audio Jane songs, smiley crying emoji. Our drummer Mike reminded me that that was also the first Audio Jane song that he wrote his own drum part to instead of playing what our previous drummer had been playing. There you go. That's some, I don't know, not where I thought the inspiration came from, but that's pretty cool that her coworker just let her read his poems. Yeah, I don't know. Oh, I guess. I mean, I go to a lot of my open mics and people recite their poetry, but so I don't know. Maybe he was an open micer, or I don't know if that was like his journal or what. I have so many questions. There you have it. Background information for that song. And thank you for sending in that little blurb. I appreciate anything. I appreciate any response as long as I get some information on the song. Because sometimes I'll get a response and then they'll be like, yeah, sure, we'll send you something. And then it's like nothing for weeks. And yeah, so trust me, I appreciate it. So Cold Morning is off of 2021, A Terrible Plan. And Audio Jane has three albums, but she re-recorded the album Letters, and that was recorded from the Red Room. And you guys, I've talked about this before. I think re-records are very interesting, so I will always listen to them. And in the past, I think there's only one re-record that I've enjoyed. And this one was like a mix. Some originals I liked and then some I was like, oh no, yeah, this re-record was pretty good. I don't know. So you guys know when I see that, when I see like a re-record, it's just interesting. I'll always listen because it's just interesting to me. I don't know why. There was like a 5-year gap and I take everything into consideration and try and figure out why they did that. Like, what was the inspiration behind that? Again, more questions. Anyways. But yeah, you should go check that out. Check out all of her albums. You can follow Audio Jane on Instagram. It's Audio Jane Band, all smushed together, one word. And if you are in Connecticut, shout out to Rich from Connecticut. You can see Audio Jane, Gingerbug, and Low Ceilings tonight if you're listening to this as it comes out. August 22nd, they are playing at Dudley Town Brewing. I am obsessed with all three of these bands, okay? If I didn't already have tickets to Lucha Vavoom, it's, you guys, if you're from LA, the Mayan is closing, the Mayan Theater in LA is closing, and it's the last Lucha Vavoom. I love wrestling. I love luchadors. So yeah, it's the last Lucha Vavoom at the Mayan. So yeah, if I didn't have tickets to go see that, I would definitely have flown out. Like, yeah, Rod approved it. Like, we were going to fly out, like, just go to the show and then come back, like, probably the same night. Because I don't know what I want to see in Connecticut, like, but besides those three bands. But, yeah, I have tickets to Lucha Vavoom. I looked it up. I was like, how far away is this brewery from this friggin' airport? And it was only 14 minutes. So yeah, I would have got a dog sitter for the night. And yeah, but anyway, sad times. Cold Morning will be added to the Expand Your Playlist /110 podcast playlist, where you can find most of the songs that I've ever featured on this podcast. Just a few reminders, my EP is dropping in September and I'm playing at the Angry Horse September 29th with Caesar on trumpet. I'm just going to put that out there. Caesar said he wanted to play live and I was like, all right, come on down. Let's do this at the Angry Horse. Rod might play tambourine. We'll see if I can convince him. If you would like to support this podcast, it's really simple. You could just tell someone about the podcast. Tell two people. Hopefully they're in a band. Like, preferably they would be in a band, you know. You can also rate this podcast on whatever you listen to it on. And if you're feeling extra generous, I just dropped a 30-second song on Bandcamp. It's free and it's about me farting. Yeah, that's pretty much the premise of it. Bandcamp Friday is coming up September 5th. Thank you for listening. I hope you listen next time to check out a small artist or band. Say hi to your dad for me. Bye.